Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for checking out The Burt Show's podcast. If you like what you hear here, and let's be honest, we know you do, we would love a review when you're done listening. And you know what? 5 stars goes a long way for us. Thanks for listening.
May need to apologize here. I may. Maybe I jumped the gun a little bit. Maybe I was just a little too sensitive based on already being turned away by the airport for 10 years. Not getting my billboard up there when lesser Atlanta celebrities certainly are in there waving at you guys when you're going on vacation. Maybe I'm bitter about that. Lesser Atlanta celebrities. What a jerk.
I'm like, did you hear the words that just came out of your mouth?
There's a little shade in there for sure.
So maybe I was a little sensitive the other day when Cassie told me about this Burt Show discussion group that's broken out on Facebook. And she said, it's positive. Like, everybody on there loves the show. You also have to be accepted to this group. So on Friday, I'm like, I would love to say thank you to everybody that is saying such nice things about us. So I went to join the group on Friday, and then I went and I checked to see if I had been accepted to the Burt Show discussion group on Friday, and I wasn't. I'm like, people are busy. Not on Saturday. And I'm like, surely, Sunday I'll be accepted so I can start commenting on Sunday. Nothing. Until yesterday, Cassie.
Yes, finally, you have been granted access to the Burt Show fan discussion group.
Congratulations.
Wow, there
round
it
of applause.
Is.
You have been deemed worthy.
I feel like I've earned it.
How does it feel to be a part of your own fan club now?
God, now that you mention it that way, damn.
So, Katie Nicole, she created the group. We didn't have anything to do with this. Like, it was just her and some other fans. And I've watched it grow over the past couple of weeks. And she heard us talking about it on the radio. And she said that Burt heard about this group by Cassie, but was also told that we do not tolerate bashing, so it's a safe space. And he wanted to join the group to see it, but he hadn't been accepted yet. It can take me a little bit of time because of how busy my work schedule is. And ever since that hateful person commented on Cassie's modeling segment, I've been reviewing requests a little bit more to make sure fake accounts don't request to join here for negative reasons.
Oh, so she's like the gatekeeper, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She's like really diving in, making sure they're real people, not accounts just created that day. And you know, the nice thing I've seen about this group is there are criticisms, but there's no bashing. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like you have to blindly love the Burt Show to join it. Like, they're talking about segments and things. My favorite thread is the lines that made them laugh out loud. But it's just really cool to see a group of people come together and talk about something that they love without that normal negativity you see on Facebook.
So if this was like Game of Thrones, she'd be up there on that northern wall, like protecting the Burt Show at all costs.
Yes.
Right?
So they only let Burt in because they heard him talking about it on air. They felt bad for him.
Yep.
It was a bit of pity, except.
Well, now that I'm accepted, it's not really a club I want to be part of, so. Just kidding.
She giveth and she can taketh away.
Right. Thank you guys for saying such nice things. I haven't gone on it today, but I certainly will. So thank you for generating just kind of a space. That's the reason why I stay away from Facebook is I feel like it's that and X has just become such a place of negativity. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not touching it, right?
Yeah, I don't. That's why I don't venture there.
Right. So thank you for creating that space for the Burt Show. Honestly, that kind of loyalty, really, really appreciate it. All right, Kristen, you think you've done Abby a solid.
Abby, I found you your French boyfriend, and he's gorgeous.
Oh, we baguette.
Yeah. This is the kind of baguette I've been looking for, right? And I kid you not, when I say he's gorgeous, He's gorgeous.
He's a good looking dude.
It's
I saw
very,
this video yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. So this is him. This is Ben. And I don't know how his video ended up in my algorithm, but it did. And maybe it's because I was searching for Katie to get her French lessons or whatever. And so, and he's French and he does French lessons. I'm just saying the universe placed this man in my For You page.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs a date for a wedding in France this summer.
He'll pay. He'll pay.
Sold. Listen to his message.
Okay, it's time of the year that summer is coming. I have so many weddings and I am single. AF Air France. Good joke. And I need a plus one. So, qualification this time is you can travel this summer. You can handle me and my jokes. You don't need to speak French. No one cares. You make Cousin Henri jealous because flip Cousin Henri. And I don't know. Give me like quick resume or why you should come and be the plus one. Maybe we can do like a game if the one who is like the most likes on the comment get to win. You know. Oh, you also have to love gluten, pain chocolat, croissant. Yes.
I heard none of that except for croissant.
So you have to love gluten because he's a big bread person. Croissant. He was doing a pain chocolat croissant at the end. But he is stunning. I went down. He's got this gorgeous floppy brown hair. I mean, super floppy, like in your wheelhouse. These piercing blue eyes, a just jacked jawline, and so. Of course, I checked out his page.
Based on that video that you sent me, though, I was immediately like, what a D-bag.
Well,
however, he's French.
Yes.
You know, the qualification, you just don't know. D-bag or French.
But I actually picked up more dorky vibes because of his jokes. And he called himself out for his... He's a hot dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually feel like... You all two could, like, personalities could potentially mesh because of your senses of humor.
This is a trap. He's a serial killer. What a great way to lure a woman to another country.
Yeah.
Abby would be like, oh, I'm going to go travel around La France with this hot guy and Europe. And then no one hears from her. And they just assume it's because she's traveling with her, like, bae over here. And then he's killed her and dumped her in the Mediterranean Sea. And nobody knows.
He's too good looking to be a serial killer.
Jeffrey Dahmer, apparently.
That's what they also said about Ted Bundy.
Those are different categories.
They are
in
different
this
categories
guy.
In
I mean,
this
come
guy.
On now. Yeah.
So he thinks he's above the law is what I'm hearing. He's that hot.
Listen, I'm all for death by pain au chocolat. So, yes.
I ain't gonna choke on his baguette.
That's the effects are talking. That's not even gas.
No, that's just dirt of gas.
So I scoped out his social media. This post was a couple weeks ago, but from what I can tell, that he doesn't have a girlfriend. I think he's still.
I hope not.
since he did the post, it's been 8 weeks since he did the post, and I want to make sure he didn't have somebody since then.
All right.
He seems to be since the post. He is still single, still looking for someone to go on these wedding dates.
It would appear as though he's got nothing on his lips either to suggest that maybe he has some kind of herpes. Because I've looked at a couple of the videos also. No cankers anyway.
That's important.
Perfect. That's actually top priority.
Would you want to reach out and just for S and giggles? Okay.
But how? Here's the thing. I'm looking at all the comments, and because it was posted 8 weeks ago,
you got there fast.
I tore my ACL running to the comments. I feel like I'm at a slight disadvantage. So we got to bring our A game.
No, but see, Sharon Stone commented on that post, right? Which is also why I think it popped in my algorithm because I follow her, and he just commented to her comment yesterday. She posted like 4 weeks ago, and then that's how deep I went in the comments to investigate. And he just commented as of yesterday. So I really feel like if you slide into the DMs And he's starting a business. Like, listen, let's just keep it 100. He's starting a business. I think he's going to want to get his business exposure. So if you throw the radio angle and make this more of a business transaction, I feel like a rom-com happening. Make this like a business transaction. Flaunt that, hey, I'm on the radio, nationally syndicated radio. We have a podcast heard around the world. You know, like, let's make this a win-win. I've never been to France. I want to go. You need to get your business some plugs. What do you say we make a deal?
Oh, wait. Okay. I'll slide into the DMs once we go to commercial break.
Okay.
That was easy.
All right, let's get it rolling. It's the Bird Show.
Hey, the Bird Show.